I'm speaking now with David Shoebridge from the Greens New South Wales. David, good morning.
G'day, Sean. Good to speak with you.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Why is it that Sniffoff has decided to take the New South Wales Police to court over this new policy?
Well, we've been gathering the data and working with the community now for over 10 years on the failed police drug dog program, and the data is unambiguous. These drug dogs, police drug dogs, get it wrong between two-thirds and three-quarters of the time, issuing of what's called a false positive. The dog indicates someone has drugs on them, then the person is then searched, often very humiliating in public, their backpack, their pockets, their handbag, their hair, their coat's gone through, and the great majority of time, police find nothing. Tragically, every so often, about 500 to 700 times a year, it escalates up into a strip search, and again, following a strip search, the police two-thirds of the time find nothing. And now the police want to rely upon that drug dog indication that we know is seriously flawed, mostly wrong. They want to rely upon just the positive drug dog indication to prevent people going into a music festival, to basically steal their tickets from them, which we think is a pretty gross affront to civil liberties and a major overstep by the police.
Yeah, that does seem like a fairly large concern to me, because obviously the police have their job to do, regardless of what a lot of people think of New South Wales drug policy. They have their job to do to track down people that might be carrying illicit substances. But at the same time, to throw somebody out on the basis of a false positive seems a little rough.
Well, we think it's probably unlawful. In fact, we've had a good many people from the legal community, since we raised this issue, coming to us and saying they want to help us challenge it. They think the police don't have this power. They think it's unlawful action by police. And so we've managed to pull together, I think, a pretty solid legal team to actually take that challenge to court today in the Supreme Court and seek an injunction to prevent the police from, we say, abusing their powers and inappropriately monstering people who are just going about their business. And we've got a number of ticket holders, young people who are looking to have a fun day at a music festival. We've got a number of them as plaintiffs seeking that challenge and seeking that injunction. They want to be able to go to the festival. None of them are going to be taking drugs, but all of them can potentially be the subject of a false positive. They want to be able to go to the festival without the fear of the police effectively stealing their ticket.
Why is it the Greens have taken up this banner while the Liberal and the Coalition and Labor parties are both supporting it?
Well, we've been literally the only voice in state politics now for, the better part of two decades, who's opposing the use of drug dogs in the way that the police do. They use them without a warrant. They mainly target young people or people of colour, and they are so grossly error-prone that we say they should have no place in general duties policing. If the police have a warrant, if the police have a good reason to think that there's drugs somewhere, say they're concerned that there's a bikie gang running a meth lab or something, well, by all means, get a warrant, take your drug dogs along with you, and they may be of use to you. But they should not be used to just generally sieve the public at train stations, on streets, at pubs, at music festivals, when they don't have any specific evidence to suggest somebody has drugs on them, and when they're getting it wrong, three-quarters of the time or more.
It is kind of interesting to me, because we seem to see the drug policies pulling in different directions at the moment. We've seen this first ever use of a pill testing program at Canberra's Groove in the Moo not terribly long ago. So that obviously, it's not, I wouldn't say permissive of taking illicit substances, but certainly it's an option there to make sure there is a harm minimisation around taking illicit substances. But at the same time, as you say, we're pulling in this direction of getting harsher and harsher penalties based on the drug sniffer dogs. It's a little curious.
Well, it's a totally dysfunctional national set of policies on drugs. I think what we saw at the ACT government, that Groove in the Moo pill testing pilot project, which I've got to give credit to the ACT Attorney General, who's a Greens MP, Shane Rattenbury. He really pushed that. That was extraordinarily successful. We had, there were a whole series of pills were tested, a good many of which were found to be potentially harmful and were discarded and not used. I mean, that's about saving people's lives. That's about looking out for people's health. That's about working with young people to ensure that, as best we can, that their safety is protected. But putting large screens of police out the front of music festivals, we know has previously led to panicked ingestion. Young people, when they see the police, they may be inexperienced drug users, they can, in a panic, ingest any drugs they have them on them in a rush, and that has led, tragically, to fatal overdoses. So we say to police, even if you're going to do that, if you're going to insist upon putting drug dogs out the front of music festivals, then why don't you put some amnesty bins there? So instead of people having a panicked, you know, consumption of the drugs, they can just throw them away in an amnesty bin and you can have a harm minimization. The police refused to even do that in New South Wales. And of course, with all this police presence, with the millions and millions and millions of dollars spent, there is still a very large amount of recreational drugs that are taken into and consumed at music festivals. The police policy is obviously not working. They're trying now to up the ante, and we think being unlawful in upping the ante. And my goodness, I just hope at some point we can, the feeling in the community which says, let's have a rational drug law policy, let's look at what Portugal's doing. It's about time that feeling in the community was reflected in Parliament.
Just a final word on the pill testing at the Groove and the Move Festival there. You mentioned sort of the success that we've seen of at least, at the very least, having one of these programs take place at one of the festivals. But my understanding is the Groove and the Move Festival pill testing did have its certain amount of difficulties. There were a lot of people complaining that they were unable to find the tent. I understand in the end there were 85 substances, samples tested from 128 participants. Now, that certainly was a harm minimization. At least two of those tested were deadly. But I understand a lot of people, despite having their pills tested and the like and finding these very strange substances in some respects within the pills, they didn't actually throw out. A great deal of them actually weren't thrown out, except I would assume for the two very deadly substances. So surely the police have to be doing something if we're not implementing this harm minimization. If this harm minimization isn't implemented across the board, 100% of things aren't getting tested, and there are these very deadly substances out there, surely the police have to do something. So what alternative is there?
Well, you don't effectively punish people who you know don't have drugs on them. I mean, that's an insane, totally out-of-the-box solution from the New South Wales Police. Their solution, they say, to the problems created by the war on drugs, and the massive illegal black market that the war on drugs creates. Their solution is to punish people who, after searching, they know don't have drugs on them. I mean, that's what they're proposing to do this weekend. We think that's unlawful. We also think it has nothing at all to do with rational harm minimisation measures. But going back to the ACT pilot, absolutely, I think there are lessons to be learned from that, how to more effectively promote the pill testing facilities at a music festival, maybe integrate them more into the festival. I think there are lessons to be learned. But what we do know is that two pills were tested and had potentially lethal elements in them. We know those pills were discarded and not used. Now, if that saved one life or two lives, or it saved one or two people from being hospitalised, well, why aren't we doing that on a larger scale at every single music festival and actually saving lives? Why instead are we spending countless police resources to screening people at the front, which we know does not stop drugs coming into music festivals? And then why were they taking it this further step and actually punishing people who they know don't have drugs on them? What we've seen with the New South Wales Police is a whole new level of irrational drug policy going completely the wrong direction. That's why we're taking it to court. That's why we're supporting these plaintiffs. And that's why I've got to say the Sniff Off Facebook page, which is one of the major ways we campaign on this, has been so popular.
Well, David, it does seem like a very bizarre direction. Really do appreciate your time having a chat with us about this one this morning.
Yeah, pleasure. I'm really grateful for your interest in it.